brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Which has been really wanting to get on, but if they don't show up, that's fine, because quite frankly, the meteorite passes the Earth at the closest of any recorded meteorite in 23 minutes. It, I believe, had a big spur in front of it. That happens commonly. A group of smaller meteors following it from whatever event happened in space to kick it out of the Kuiper Belt or the closer-in asteroid belt, and it is on its way by the Earth, and I hope that DA-14 does not have any other spurs to the side or behind it or in front of it, because you saw what happened in Russia. We're going to continue with your phone calls and then a bunch of news and video and audio clips that are coming up. I was kind of frustrated a guest was coming up. Maybe he still is, but I'm kind of crossing my fingers he does, so we can get him on another day, because I want to... I want to be able to cover all this news that I haven't gotten to yet. Let's go to El Rey in Texas, listening on 90.1. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to rip through some names of some major projects that are going on that I haven't heard mentioned out there real quick. I've called about the project on national security reform before, which is PNAC Part 2, because of Carnegie and Rand, among others. And when I called before, I failed to mention that the Project of National Security Reform was DOD commissioned by NDAA, Section 1054, to design the Integrated National Security Professional System. And on their list of achievements on their website, they list that they helped to promulgate the, quote, system of systems, systems thinking, and the whole of government approach, which the DOD also celebrates that Obama's administration institutionalized. And I wanted to roll through real quick and see if you had heard of two others, one being the other Carnegie project called the Next Generation Project.
Yes.
Which Next Generation.
No, it's all public, how they're getting rid of the families, breaking everything down, isolating the individual, arresting development of men and women. They want a childlike, you know, no dedication, no allegiance to your fellow humans, just mindless, gibbering, giggling, drugged-up idiots begging to be euthanized.
And I listen to you every day, and I just wanted to mention these names because we need to start calling these projects by their names. And by the systems that they use, like the Census Project, take over all elections, using American Community Survey data and also building communities of practice. It was Prop 3 locally here in Austin.
I mean, the globalists worldwide under Agenda 21, they write the laws and the rules to dehumanize and enslave via UNESCO's global master planning, and then you see it implemented at your level with federal funds pushing for laws to be passed to turn your community into an absolute nightmare control grid with lots of authoritarians walking around giggling telling you how they're liberal.
Right. And so I'm just naming the projects by name because we'll have to start doing that. And with, for example, you're talking about the carbon schemes. Well, we got the Monsanto-created sustainability consortium that includes the Carbon Disclosure Project. You've got the Carbon War Room, part of the Institute for Sustainable Communities. Among others, the Obama administration is working with the Next Generation Project and all the rest. His wife and Bon Jovi, Rockefeller Foundation president, all chair the White House Council for Community Solutions.
Yeah, Bon Jovi is a really nasty little creature.
I had one more question for you. I know you got a packed show, and it was, have you heard of the Global Leadership Coalition?
Yes.
Kissinger, Brzezinski, and the list goes on.
Yeah, and if you play ball, you get to be on the local regional boards, and they're your real city council, your real legislature, and they meet with the federal representative and the global representative, and they tell them what to do, and if they do what they're told, they get to be part of the takeover. Isn't it sweet? Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Central Time, 224 Eastern, DA14, the largest asteroid to ever be recorded to come this close to the Earth, 17,200 miles within the satellite orbiting belt. And NASA is feeding radio telescope footage of it, and it does, from what I've seen, appear to have some other satellites following it or spurs. That tends to happen because one of these gets kicked out of the asteroid belt, or more rarely the Kuiper belt, on the edge of the solar system, not in the middle of the solar system, between Mars and the gas giants, is where you have the main asteroid belt. When it gets kicked out from a comet hitting or whatever happens, it tends to have debris following it on its trajectory, and that looks like another stone meteor, what we saw hit Russia and injure over 1,000 people. Spectacular footage of that. So we will mark that time here coming up. But, again, it could have asteroids behind it or around it that are close in and actually come into the atmosphere. And a lot of scientists are saying right now, we have the news at InfoWars.com, and also DrudgeReport.com has got the best coverage of it I've been seeing. getting into what's happening. We'll have an update for you. Now, I really wanted to get this guy on the air with us. Stephen W. Mosier is an internationally recognized authority on China and population issues, as well as an acclaimed author speaker. He's worked tirelessly since 79 to fight coercive population control programs and has helped hundreds of thousands of women and families worldwide over the years. He's appeared before Congress as an expert in world population, China, and human rights abuses. He's also made TV appearances, Good Morning America, 60 Minutes, 2020 Fox, CNN, you name it. And he's also the author of the best-selling A Mother's Ordeal, One Woman's Fight Against China's One-Child Policy. Just an amazing individual. His articles appear in the Wall Street Journal, you name it. I'm going to stop right there because his bio is too illustrious to ever be able to even give justice to. But I was familiar with his work, but a couple of years ago started seeing these great little short videos. We've aired some of them here for the radio audience and for the TV audience. They're even more powerful, that go off of numbers that are public. I mean, these are statistics like world population and, I mean, that the demographers have come up with that are some of the most accurate statistics out there, that our population, it's dirty industrialization that's the problem. Once you industrialize, things stabilize and people actually go into negative, a 1.3 like Japan or 1.3 or 1.5 like Italy. The West is dying. And when we say West, we don't even mean white people. Industrialized Asian countries are seeing negative numbers. And that's because it's been engineered into the society. But what happens when the parents only have one kid and the other parents, there's nobody there to work to take care of them and to pay taxes? So the answer is death panels. And you're now seeing Bill Gates and others promote that. But the real expert is Stephen W. Mosier. And he joins us. We're going to play a few of these clips as well. We're going to give you his website so that you can go there and see the statistics and the facts and the videos for yourself. But the whole globalist system is based on shutting down cultures, shutting down the third world, deindustrializing the West to save the Earth, when it's actually the opposite. And clean industrialization is what will stop the deforestation and the desertification we're seeing in Africa and other areas. And again, Stephen W. Mosier joins us. Stephen, great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. Okay, you've got the floor. Tell us how you got into this, how you woke up, and what the state is right now, the one-child policy, the numbers, the population implosion crisis via the population bomb.
Well, you know, I was originally at Stanford University in the anthropology department. One of my colleagues at Stanford was Paul Ehrlich, the original population bomber, who in 1968 wrote a book called The Bee Population Bomb, which warned us that hundreds of millions of people were going to starve to death in the 1970s. Well, those of us who lived through the 1970s, as I did, realized that hundreds of millions of people didn't starve to death in the 1970s. In fact, we had the Green Revolution. Food production went up, and India, which was his ugly poster child of overpopulation in the book, The Population Bomb, actually went on to become a net exporter of food, net exporter of grain. But those were the ideas I had when I was selected to go to China in 1979. Now, in 1979, China had been isolated behind the bamboo curtain for 30 years. No one knew what they were going to find when they went there. I was selected by the State Department and the National Science Academy to go to China to be the first American social scientist allowed to live and work in China. I was picked because I could read, write, and speak Chinese. So I found myself living in a people's commune in South China when the one-child policy began. Now, I have to tell you, going to China, I thought China was overpopulated. I was pro-choice. I never really thought about the issue, which is a convenient position for young men to take. We're not going to worry about it. We'll let the women take care of that. But I got to China and found that women were being arrested for the crime of being pregnant in the name of dealing with China's so-called overpopulation problem. I saw them taken away from their homes and families. I saw them taken to local government detention centers where they were held for days and sometimes weeks and months, where they were subjected to brainwashing sessions about the need for them to go in for abortions. These were all women who were 5 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant, 9 months pregnant. And I went with them as they were taken sometimes by force to local government-run abortion centers. where they were forcibly aborted. They were given lethal injections into their wombs, their babies were killed, and then they were taken, by, in some cases, out by cesarean section abortions. I was present in the room for the cesarean section abortion of a woman who was eight months pregnant. Now, I'll tell you this. None of this, of course, made sense to me in terms of human rights. These women were being rights were being violated. They were carrying children they'd conceived in loving relationships, and wanted to carry to term. And the government was saying, "No, ladies, you have no choice. You will be marched into the abortion clinics, and if you don't come voluntarily, we will take you in under duress. And if you don't give us permission to do the abortion, we will simply wait until you are giving birth, and we will kill your children at birth." There were in 1979, 1980, and are today in China, cases of infanticide where babies are killed at birth by government doctors under orders from population control officials. Now, this is really nasty stuff.
And this is the model they want to bring here now.
In the operating room and seeing what actually happened, seeing how these women were mistreated, seeing the deaths that resulted, convinced me that even if China did have a population problem, this was no way to deal with it.
Absolutely. And the website is pop.org. And you can go there and see all the videos. We're going to play a few of those coming up where it gives the numbers. What is the truth about overpopulation, underpopulation? What are we facing, Mr. Mosher?
Well, here you mentioned the numbers. We had a Communist Party secretary, leading member of the Ministry of Health in Washington last year, and he was bragging about the fact that the one-child policy had eliminated 400 million people from China's population. And he went on to say that's more than the entire population of the United States, which it is. I think we're at about 13 million right now. And he said, we have helped to solve the problem of global warming by eliminating all these carbon emitters. And you just have to be aghast at the idea that the government of China thinks that by eliminating 400 million of the most productive, enterprising, hardworking people the planet has ever seen, they have somehow made themselves better off. And they haven't. They've killed 400 million people who would have gone on to work in jobs, start companies, make life better for themselves and their children. They have made China poor by eliminating all of those people, not wealthier.
I saw the Royal Commission on Population's report in 49 where they said population will plane off, but we don't want to even allow that. So they blocked industrialization as a tool of really neocolonialism. But now we see population planing off around 10 billion, even the UN admits. And after that, it implodes into a new dark age. Talk about those numbers.
Well, we don't know what happens when you hit the low, low fertility. You mentioned Italy, Germany. All of Europe is dying. That is filling more coffins than cradles each year. The populations of over a dozen European countries are now shrinking. Japan's population is shrinking. And we're in unknown territory here because as populations shrink and die, what happens to the stock market? What happens to real estate? What happens to anybody who's running a company making goods and services for a population? A market that's no longer expanding but is shrinking. We are going to see economic implosions in country after country. The world's population is going to peak around 2040, which is not that far away now, less than 30 years, and then it's going to begin to decline. And the decline is going to be gradual at first, and then it's going to pick up speed, and by the end of the century, we're going to be losing a billion people every 15 years. Now, there's some people who think that's a great idea. There's some people who see human beings, you and I, as a plague on the planet, as a kind of pestilence. Now, there are some people who even say that epidemics like AIDS are good things because they reduce the surplus population. But I think that people are the ultimate resource. I think that people are the one resource you can't do without. People with their creative intelligences are the brains behind the operation. They unlock the resources that we find on the planet, and they make life better for themselves and others. So we're seeing now a problem. I wrote this in the Wall Street Journal 15 years ago. I was probably a little ahead of the curve at that time. And I said, look, our long-term problem is not too many people. There's not too many babies. Our long-term problem is too few people, too few babies to grow up into workers who buy homes and cars, who start businesses, who have new ideas for products and services and make life better for themselves and others. Our long-term problem is too few people. And we see that trend accelerating.
It is. Stay there. We got to go to break. Steve Mosier is our guest. This is incredibly important information.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the rollaway food pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in. Alex Jones here back live. We have footage for viewers, for radio listeners. NASA just showed seconds ago the largest asteroid to ever pass this close to the Earth, about 17,200 miles. They just showed DA-14 pass over Australia, where it is nighttime from an observatory they're hooked into there. and it looks like a shooting star. So it's shooting by at 17,000 miles an hour. And it's just come by the close point on the night side of the Earth and is now accelerating away from the planet. But for the next hour or so, it'll be the closest anything's ever gotten in modern history that hasn't hit us. And I guess the population exterminist would be very, very happy if it hit somewhere, say, like Tokyo, because something that size would undoubtedly kill everyone in Tokyo and people in the surrounding area. They estimate, depending on what type of meteor it is, that it would be thousands of megaton equivalent of hydrogen bomb. But Steve Mosier, who is one of the leading people in the last few decades fighting to expose the brutal one-shot policies where they just come to the house and last week and ran over the baby, the 13-month-old baby. You've got the bioethics groups, the Bioethics Journal last year said, let's kill kids up to age 3 even though they're healthy. People thought that was a hoax when Infowars.com wrote a story about it for 3 days, and then it was all over mainstream news. We were linking to them, and then they later removed the study. But this is what they're into, and the collectivist elitist. And I want to get back into the numbers with our guests, but this short segment, we'll talk about the mindset. It's not really about saving the Earth. If they were misguided and said, let's get rid of most people to save the Earth, humans are destructive, you could at least debate them. But when you get down to it, they're eugenicists. I cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's free online, very powerful, showing where they said, we're going to get rid of everybody so the elite has the life extension, so the elite has the Earth. This is the robber baron class who picked up on this in the 1860s. Isn't this eugenics? I mean, I don't know your take on this, Steve, Stephen W. Mosier, but from your research, being around the one-child policy, fighting it, you know, writing for the Wall Street Journal, you name it, who is behind this? What's behind this? Isn't this just an excuse for total authoritarianism? Because if you say humans are crap and the general public's crap, well, then you can take their rights away because they're bad.
Well, you know, it's hard to exaggerate the extremism that you find in the population control movement. There are groups like Optimum Population Trust in the UK, which say, one of the leaders of which said not too long ago that if AIDS didn't exist, we would have to invent it in order to reduce the surplus population in Africa. Now, that's a really nasty thing to say about people. These people are haters. These people are people who don't like their fellow human beings, and they'd like to see their fellow human beings drastically reduced in number. Now, what you can say is that the population controllers always have the haves targeting the have-nots. So in any country, it's the people on the top who are targeting the people on the bottom. It's the majority ethnic group targeting the minorities.
But they always sell it.
The cities, the Communist Party members targeting the rural villagers. In India, it was the high-caste Brahmins targeting the low-caste, the no-caste untouchables. You see that again and again and again. That's why I think you get Warren Buffett, for example, a very wealthy man, who is a big population control enthusiast because he thinks there are too many poor, Alex. Now, I ask you, by Warren Buffett standards, are you poor? I'm poor. We're all poor. And so the wealthy have always, from the beginning, thought that their wealth, their elite status, entitles them to the majority of the world's resources, and the rest of us are just nuisances and should be eliminated.
Well, there was a Pentagon report came out, said reduce population to stop terrorism. This is really the religion of the neo-authoritarians, and they always sell the Copenhagen Carbon Tax Treaty and things as, oh, we're going to fund the poor, but then they actually found out it would double the taxes on the third world countries. It is a cold-blooded, organized takeover.
Well, the left likes to generate crises, and it doesn't like to let any crises that it generates go to waste. Now, to the extent they convince the world that the world is overpopulated and that it is a crisis, then obviously they can get people to do their bidding. They can get the congresses and parliaments to give them billions of dollars, which they do. They can get hundreds of thousands of people to be duped and seduced into supporting their movement, which they do. And it just perpetuates itself, even in face, you know, we talked about the numbers a little bit, but people have to understand the world's population is never going to double again. You cannot talk about a population explosion unless you have doubling and doubling and doubling. You won't have that. The world's population is going to peak. We're at 7 billion now. We're going to get up to 8 or 9 billion, depending on how many children my children and your children have. And then the population of the world is going to decline. So we're not looking at a population explosion. We're looking at a population implosion.
We're going to prove that on the other side. Long segment coming up. We're going to let you break that down, Mr. Mosier, and then we're going to get to some of these videos documenting this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The globalists are eugenic psychopaths, and they'll slice us apart if we don't stand up against them. And they sell this idea that collectivists are not liberals. Even their low-level people go, there are too many people. We do need to kill people. We do need to get rid of old people. And if you say, hey, let's get rid of your grandmother, oh, no, no. They are empty, powerless weirdos who just get off like a moth to flame on the idea of running things. And it's because they've never run anything. They don't know what responsibility is. They don't. It's all just like a spirit, really, of these people. Now, higher ups, they're the people that worth tens of billions that leverage trillions who don't like the modern society because they want to basically go to the national parks and have no one there. And they all write books about it, and they sell it the world without people, and, oh, a virus will be released, and Mother Earth will throw us off. And they get all wild-eyed about it, while the very same elites are genetically modifying everything, endangering the planet, while they're cross-species pollinating and planting all this stuff. While they, Al Gore's on the board of Foxconn, or on Apple that uses Foxconn and says, no, nothing for the workers, more suicide nets, forced abortions inside the Foxconn facilities. They are just flaming authoritarians. And it's just such a hoax. And it doesn't mean the so-called conservative movement is good, because they're conservative in name only, but have adopted all the same eugenics policies. And that's why it's so good to talk to somebody like Stephen W. Mosier of pop.org. And we'll put his website up there on screen. He heads up one of the only organizations out there, the Population Research Institute, exposing this. And I've looked at this. I've studied it. Again, Agenda 21, shut down our plants that are clean burning, shut down ad taxes, bankrupt us, but insiders are exempt, just like Communist Party is exempt. And it's always elitists doing this, but selling it as a collectivist model. You'll get jobs when we bring in the green economy, and it's not even a green economy. And it is such a nightmare world. It's a predatory, cannibalistic economy where things implode and a tiny group consolidates power and gets richer from that, instead of what elites are threatened by, corrupt elites, open, powerful, dynamic, wealthy societies. And we're not just becoming poor physically. Our mental capacity, our IQs, the chemicals that the White House science czar talks about adding to the water, it's all going on. This is their program of imploding cultures, imploding societies, dumbing people down so they can play God. And it is a ultra-Hitlerian program is the only way to describe modern eugenics. Now, Stephen, I'd like you to comment on the eugenicists you've talked to, but then get into the numbers here. When you've testified before Congress, you name it, what it's like running into these people and trying to talk sense into them. But again, they're not really incorrect. They have a program of authoritarianism wrapped in their humanitarian, altruistic fraud. And then get into the real numbers of our implosion, the death of the West, the death of Japan, the way they're programming men to not be men, the estrogen mimickers. I mean, this is a brave new world. I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm just throwing it out there. Eugenics-based Julian Huxley UNESCO program. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you covered a lot of ground just now, Alex. And let me pick up on one thing. And that is that the Malthusians have been among us now for a couple centuries. And their program from the beginning has been to radically reduce human numbers, especially numbers of children born to people they think aren't worth saving. They want more children from the fit. They want fewer children from people they consider to be unfit. And, of course, the people that turn out to be unfit are people who don't share their ideas, people who don't espouse their dogma, people who don't espouse their left-wing views. So that's what's been going on for a long time. You would have thought that Hitler's program of eliminating 12 million people that he thought were not worthy of life would have disposed us against eugenics for all time. But we have eugenics in the modern world today that masquerade under the name of population control. I think you can see it most clearly in the People's Republic of China.
Yes, they're the model.
China's one-child policy, of course, is eugenics in nature. The government says that the Chinese people should only have one child late in marriage and that they should only have perfect children. Yosheng is how you say it in Chinese. They want superior births. They're trying to breed a better Chinese man and Chinese woman. What is that but eugenics? That is why in China today you see handicapped children being killed at birth by government doctors who are under orders not to allow handicapped children to live because, after all, the one-child policy is in part about improving the Chinese race.
And this is what the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation dispatched the Nixon people over there to do the deals with. And this is the world. And now how many millions more men are there in China, being told they have to have conquests of other countries to get women?
Well, I was just in Kansas a couple of days ago testifying before the state Senate on sex selection abortion and female infanticide. I was in China when the one-child policy began, as I mentioned, and what happened immediately after that was large numbers of little girls began being killed after birth. Now they're still being killed in China, some of them by female infanticide after birth, some of them by what are called sex selection abortions before birth. But it's not just China. It happens in Korea. It happens in Vietnam. It happens in India. There are in Asia about 160 million missing little girls who have been killed either before or after birth.
And we hear zero from Gloria Steinem of the CIA and all the rest of these people. If you didn't know it, folks, she wrote one of her books that was all CIA front to break up the family, Miss Magazine, all funded, which again was a Carnegie endowment operation so that there's no mother, so the state becomes the daddy. And the Chinese model of the children living in dormitories and working in factories is their program. I mean, this is just slavery by any other name. And you are anti-female. They call it a right to have 150, 160 million less women. They call it glorious for women to be burned alive in India. They call it glorious for two-year-old girls to be taken and used in medical experiments and then sanguinated when their organs are taken. I mean, we're not joking here, and we are the scum of the earth to these people. We're anti-woman, Stephen. I'm sure you've seen them say that it's pro-woman to kill them.
Well, I know that, but when I came back from China in the early 80s, I went to see the head of the National Organization of Women, and I told this woman, Eleanor Schmiel, that they were forcing her sisters in China to have abortions, and they were killing little girls at birth. And you know what she said? She said, well, I'm personally opposed to forced abortion, but after all, China does have a population problem. So we haven't been able to get any help from that sector.
Didn't Pat Robertson...
The worst form of discrimination. This is a form of discrimination that kills.
Didn't Pat Robertson even agree with that?
No.
I remember a Pat Robertson quote about where he said, yeah, there are too many people. Remember that a few years ago? People got freaked out by it?
Yeah, I'm afraid this idea that there are too many of us has seeped into a lot of different quarters of people who should know better. And all you have to do is look at the numbers. You know, the numbers don't lie, and I'm not the source of these numbers, by the way. The numbers are calculated by the U.S. Census Bureau. They're calculated by none other than the U.N. Population Division, which is not to be confused with the U.N. Population Fund, which is the population control arm of the United Nations. The U.N. Population Division shows that numbers of births are falling worldwide. The total fertility rate, the number of women, children that women have over their lifetimes is falling. That many countries are having too few children to sustain their current population, and the rest of the world is following in short order. These are numbers that are out there. These are fact-based arguments. The other side is using exaggeration. The other side is using is immune to reason, is immune to facts. We're talking about facts here.
Absolutely. And I was able to find the video of Pat Robertson. Just type in Pat Robertson China, and Pat Robertson, I can find the quote here, said that there are, you know, no one can argue there's too many people in China. He says,
China has a labor shortage this year, Alex, and the reason it has a labor shortage is they've killed 400 million of the most productive, enterprising people in the world over the last 30-odd years.
You actually show the graphs, but it's also in other mammalian species. If you guys punch up a document, Cam, and we're going to start going to these videos, once you get any mammal species that goes way up, if it has any type of big drop, it tends to continue dropping even faster. In fact, it's even hard to have a slow hill. Talk about some of those statistics, and then we're going to play some of these videos.
Well, you know, if you mentioned Italy, for a long time the Italians were averaging just a little over one child. Now that means that there are so few young Italians in their 20s, for example, that in order to stop the Italian population, which is now about 54 million, I think, from dropping in half within the next few decades, every young Italian would have to marry at the age of 21 an average of four children. Well, that's not going to happen. And that's just a way of saying that the population of Italy is now almost preordained to fall. There's no way demographer can imagine that they can stave off serious population decline going going on for the next couple generations. In fact, one of my friends in Italy, Antonio Bollini, who is an ethnographer at the University of Milan in northern Italy, has said that by the end of the century, there will only be a few million Italians left, and the country will still survive. The great churches will still be there, but they will be turned into museums, and the ticket takers will be Albanians. Now, I like the Italians. I'm going to miss them, but they haven't had children for a couple generations now, and it looks like there are going to be a lot fewer Italians in the future.
We're going to go to some of these videos here in just a moment, but I've seen some metrics that say that within four generations, there won't be any Japanese left. There won't be any Italians. And then I see the demographers that are eugenicists say, good. In fact, I remember when Dr. Pianca gave a Texas Academy of Sciences speech 6 years ago and got an award. Photos were taken. It was in the paper, the Houston paper. I had the reporters on. And when he said, soon airborne Ebola will be a release, like 12 monkeys, and 90%+ of us will die, and he projected skulls on the wall, there was a three-minute standing ovation. The reporters estimated that 90% of the people were crying because it's their whole religion is we kill everyone. We have power. We run things. You know, we plant our flag. It's just hyper weirdos. And, you know, the issue is then I had one of his graduate students, a PhD, and I went and looked her up. She was working in government laboratories and bioweapons. Actually said, you know, bioweapon research to quote upper tech us, but we know that's a cover. And she's like, how dare you talk about him? He's actually not, you know, he's too conservative. Humans are a parasite. We all must die. And the issue was I went and looked her up, and there she was. She's working in the bioweapons. These people are demoniac in their entire bearing. They look like crazies in their eyes. I mean, these are madmen that we're dealing with who, like demons to a flame of hell, are just flying into the flame. They can't stay away from it.
Well, I've always thought there's a lot of self-loathing on the left. There's a rejection of their own selves. There's a rejection of their very nature. There's a rejection of family. There's a rejection of tradition. And if you reject all those things, basically you're rejecting what it means to be human, and then you reject human beings themselves. So you find on the part of the population controllers a lot of people who say, for example, the world's population should be 1 billion instead of 7 billion. And you ask yourself, what are they going to do with the other 6 billion of us? And the answer is that they want to reduce, by hook or by crook, the population down to their magic number, which they imagine is the carrying capacity.
500 million.
Some of them, you know, some of them say 100 million. Paul Ehrlich once said he thought the carrying capacity of the world was 100 million.
You're right.
And again, what are they going to do with the other 6.9 billion of us?
And in the same book, EcoScience, his colleague, the White House science czar, said, John P. Holdren said, we will add chemicals to the water and the food. And they are. And our fertility is dropping. And these people are maniacs. I played Al Gore admitting they're chemtrailing us earlier. These people are out of control. Folks, you're in a science fiction movie, but it's for real. I want to play some of the amazing videos that are at pop.org that everyone needs to get out to everybody they know. 7 billion is one of the videos we're going to play. But first, we're going to play Overpopulation, The Making of a Myth. And this is powerful audio-wise, but if you're a radio listener, you've got to go to pop.org and actually watch the video because they're even more documented in the visual. Here it is. Pop 101. I'll narrate some of this because it doesn't have audio. Overpopulation, The Making of a Myth.
The myth of overpopulation originated in England in 1798. When a vicar named Thomas Malthus, who fancied himself something of a mathematician, saw that food production increased incrementally, but people reproduced exponentially. He sat down and did some simple math, and summarily decided that the world would be out of food by 1890. He blamed reduced mortality rates, and recommended killing off the have-nots of society, lest the haves starve to death. This cry was taken up by Paul Ehrlich of Stanford University in 1968, who claimed that reckless human reproduction had overwhelmed the Earth. Massive famines would result, which would destroy, best case scenario, one-fifth of humanity by the end of the 70s, and the planet would follow. This fear produced large donations for the newly created UNFPA, which thrives on an imagined crisis that has been both imminent and rescheduled again and again over the past two centuries. The truth of the matter is that every family on this planet could have a house with a yard and all live together on a landmass the size of Texas, which is really just a small corner of the planet. The population of Earth will peak in 30 years and then start to go back down. We're not overpopulated. Do the math.
But all they're saying is, hey, we're the heroes. We've scripted ourselves. Let us be in control. But now under Agenda 21, sir, they say they want to shut things down to implode things, to make us behave, to make their prediction come true. What do you have to say about Agenda 21, Stephen W. Mosier?
Well, I want to say, first of all, that the myth of overpopulation is a myth that kills, and it has killed from the very beginning, because at the very beginning, when Thomas Malthus was first spouting this nonsense, the people who were running India for England let millions of people in India starve to death because Thomas Malthus and the myth of overpopulation told them that if they didn't let them starve to death, if they responded in Christian charity to famines, that they would only go on to have more children and more people would die in the future, so better to let them die now. The same thing happened in Ireland. They let over a million Irish starve to death because of the myth of overpopulation. They believed that the Irish population was too large and that they were doomed to starve to death now or later. Better to let them starve to death now. So these ideas from the very beginning have led to deliberate programs to ignore and indeed to sometimes cause famines to reduce human numbers. These are nasty ideas that have had nasty real-world consequences. And I'm afraid that when you talk about agendas drawn up by Agenda 21 and drawn up by the United Nations and other international organizations, when they talk about population stabilization, I always think in terms of China, because China is a country that has stabilized, quote-unquote, its population.
Yeah, that's their model. Let's talk about
control of the reproductive system of everybody in the country.
That's what Obamacare is for. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that as well. We'll have to go into overdrive. This is too powerful. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Riders on the storm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
riders on the storm.
It's so frustrating for me because I've been studying these people for about 20 years, 17 years, every day on radio and TV. And, I mean, I know we're telling you 100% fact here, and we can't even scratch the surface. It's much worse than we're saying. I mean, they put kids behind the cars there when they're 13 months old now and run over them, come to your house. Oh, you've been hiding a little girl. Bring her out here. We're gonna, and the media is like, well, we had to get rid of them. But then if your child pulls out a bubble gun and says, let's play after school, they're going to be suspended, or a water gun, they get arrested. And it's not about caring about your kids. These are authoritarians that want to get you used to being arrested for what you draw or say. And they're hyper-authoritarians. They're so evil. They're so evil. And they want to get you dependent, and they're trying to shut off the resources now to make you dependent. And China, as they've said, is the model, and that's where our guest, Stephen W. Mosier, is going. I want to play one more clip here. What was the second clip? I think it's that we're going to play. Yes, kids, a stabilized population. Let's play that and then get his take on China being the model. Here's one of the other videos at pop.org. Here it is. Population 101.
From the time of the cavemen all the way until today, humanity continues to exist because each generation of people has produced another generation to replace itself. Scientists have figured out how many people need to be born each generation to replace the generation before. That number is one person per person. All things being equal, this creates perfect demographic balance. Since women are the only ones who can have children, replacing every person on Earth means each woman needs to have two children, one to replace her, and the other to replace the man, who cannot have children. The total fertility rate is the average number of children each woman in a society is having. This number shows us if a society is growing or shrinking. In developed countries, the replacement rate birth rate is 2.1 children per woman. This will keep the population stable, but even that is assuming that every woman has children and that there are no wars, famines, or disease. In the real world, disasters happen all the time, and sadly, not all children reach adulthood, especially in poor countries. This pushes their replacement rate up to 3.3 children per woman. Since not every woman wants to have children, in order to keep the population stable, some women need to have more than 2.1 children to balance the birth rate with the women who are only having one or no children at all. Maintaining this balance is of the utmost importance. If society does not at least replace itself every generation, human numbers begin to fall exponentially. Economic and social problems appear as elderly people retiring begin to outnumber young people entering the workplace. But this is already happening all over the developed world. Many of the world's nations are only barely replacing themselves, while a growing majority have birth rates below replacement, some as low as 1.8 or even 1.2 babies per woman. Many societies are facing a very real danger: extinction.
Think about it. Overpopulationisamyth.com or pop.org. We got a minute and a half before we got a break here. Comments on what we're facing here.
Well, what we're facing is we have in a lot of countries, the people have stopped having children, in part because the government has taken over so many functions of the family and has discouraged family formation and has discouraged childbearing. And so at the end of the day, you know, someone is going to come to inherit France and Germany and Italy. It won't be the descendants of the modern-day French and Germans and Italians, because they're not having any descendants. Other people who are more family-friendly will come to occupy those countries, and I think most of our listeners know who those will be. The people from the Middle East and from North Africa, principally.
The West has committed total suicide, and it was done on purpose. It was not an accident. The eugenicists did it. That's the thing. Eugenics is even trying to make people better. That's the cover. It's really just an excuse to wreck everything that the globalists see as competition. That's why they're targeting the West. I tell you, it is sick. Man, we're going to come back with a little bit of overdrive with our guest. Go to pop.org, folks, and support them and buy some of their products as well to get the word out. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.